Thank you. Thank you, Mr. King. At this point, I would like to read a letter that was submitted by Senator Durbin, who asked me to read this at the opening today. Mr. Chairman, I regret I could not be with you for this important hearing, and I commend your decision to hold the hearing in Chicago. Please let this letter serve as part of the record for today's Federal Communications Commission media ownership hearing. Media outlets and the policies and practices of those who own them shape the way we see the world. Newspapers, television, radio, and the internet are the portals through which we form our opinions about the war in Iraq, poverty, healthcare, political campaigns, and what's happening in our communities. Today's hearing is an important step in the FCC's process of reviewing media ownership rules to determine whether a change in the rules is appropriate and necessary. The FCC is right to solicit public comment on this issue, and I appreciate the Commission's decision to hold today's hearing in our diverse and vibrant city. In the summer of 2003, the FCC voted 3-2 in favor of a media ownership rule that would have weakened important protections against media consolidation. The rule was criticized roundly for its potential to decrease local coverage and hasten a trend toward fewer minority and female owners of media outlets. The United States Senate responded by voting 55-40 in favor of SJ Resolution 17, a resolution to disapprove of the rule and discourage the FCC from implementing it. Senator Durbin, I was an original co-sponsor of that measure and joined the bipartisan group of my Senate colleagues in voting against the FCC rules. I continue to be concerned by the possibility the FCC will weaken our media ownership rules. It is my opinion that Congress and the American people will accept nothing less than strong, credible rules that encourage local coverage, diverse programming, and minority, female, and local ownership of media outlets. Thank you for being here today, Senator Richard Durbin.